All right, good to be with you on this Thirsty Thursday installment of the Sports Hub. Sorry, folks, I didn't mean to blow your ear out there a little bit as we start up this very brisk and chilly and snowy, kind of snow globey, winter wonderland-esque kind of day here on Fox Sports Aberdeen. Really fun show for you yesterday. We've got a really fun show for you planned today. We'll have a little bit of this, a little bit of that. A lot of high school basketball talk here today, as coming up in the next 10 to 15 minutes on the program, we're talking with the leader of the pack, the head coach of the Northern State Wolves. No, I'm just kidding. Different leader of the pack. This time we'll be talking with Matt Rohrbach, the head coach of the Aberdeen Christian Knights. So, okay, if the pack is the Wolves, what would the Knights be? The leader of the
Armor.
Armor? Yeah, I was going to say. That would make some more
that
sense.
Armor, yeah. I'd say armor. Chivalry, right? Is that like Knights?
I thought chivalry was like you're doing something nice for somebody. Like you're opening the door for a woman. Oh, this guy's...
I'm
quite chivalrous.
Off. I'm way off then.
Just close, but you're way off. I don't know. Let's go with it. You know what? Why not? It's a Thursday. It's almost Christmas. You're ready for the vacation.
Yeah, I'd say armor's better.
Armor. Leader of the armor.
No, let's go leader of the armor.
Okay, good. And that'll be coming up here in the next 10 to 15 minutes on the show. And then towards the bottom of the hour, he's out west right now in Rapid City. Ryan Deal of 605 Sports, friend of the program. We had a really fun visit with him during the State B tournament here. Feels like not that long ago, but that was actually back in March. But he joined us courtside there as we broadcast live from the Barnett Center. We had a really fun discussion with him, and he'll be joining us towards the bottom of the hour talking some high school basketball, as there's one guy in particular that's really, really turning it up right now for Pine Ridge, Marvin Richard III. He had 43 points in a game last night, and I think he was also pretty close to a 50-burger if he did not already get that earlier on this season. So he's off to a good start, and we'll get Ryan's thoughts on kind of the polls and also kind of wrapping up and putting a bow on the 2024 fall sports schedule. So that's what we got on tap today. Should be a great show.
Yeah, and I think Ryan, he follows more of those kinds of those teams out west. So he'd kind of give a little bit better perspective than us just maybe looking at stats and saying, oh, 43 points. He's great. You know, so he's probably seeing these guys a little bit more, and that'll be a great discussion with him talking about it.
You know, Ryan has basically a toe in every pool in this state. He's got a pool in the, he's got a toe in the deep end over here and the shallow end over here. That guy's just a savant. So, looking forward to that discussion with him coming up towards the bottom of the hour. Where's your headphones, man?
I gotta get them.
Do you want to go get them right now?
Yeah, I'll get them right now.
All right, perfect. So he's Matt McClure. He's going to get his headphones. Let's go ahead and get to the jump here with my main man who just left the building. He, of course, is none other than...
Mr. Unlimited.
Here on FSA, 1420 AM, 98.5 on the FM dial. I don't know if you guys know this or not, but we've got a very, very busy life over here. It's not just the Sports Hub. It's not like we show up at 9:55 and then go on the air for the Hub. Matt's hosting a morning show over on Pheasant Country. I'm hosting a show on Point. So sometimes we get kind of lost in the sauce with, oh my gosh, Sports Hub's about to start here. I got to get going.
Yeah, that's kind of what happened. Showed up, got the video stream going. I'm like, oh shoot, I forgot my headphones. I was like, oh, is Tuke's going to play something for us on the jump? So I'm glad you had the... I'm glad you said, hey, get your headphones.
The wherewithal to be like, hey, go get those headphones.
Yes.
Well... No necessarily audio rolling your way for the jump here today, but you do have the music, which helps us know when we are running out of time on the jump. But first and foremost, a lot to get to today in terms of this. And let's start up with something that you texted me about last night, Matthew. And I got to tell you, this blew me away, and you were spot on it. You were, forget Johnny on the spot, you were mad on the spot that there was a bowl game last night, the L.A. Bowl, between Cal and, what was it, UNLV?
Yes.
Cal and UNLV there last night. And on ESPN, you know, of course, you get these graphics that promote the game and what have you. And the graphic for this one was promoting a guy by the name of Fernando Mendoza. Now, he's the quarterback for Cal. Well, he was the quarterback for Cal. And
see if you can cue up that audio, too.
You know what? Yeah. I'll go ahead and see if I can find that. And pretty interesting stuff. But the graphic on ESPN says, here's the graphic of the game. Fernando Mendoza, 18 touchdown passes, 16 passing, 2 rushing. Oh, by the way, he's not on the team anymore. Dude's in the transfer portal. What gives?
I saw this. I was excited for this game. I'm telling you, Tukes, like you'd be like, Cal UNLV, why am I excited for it? Well, if you find the audio, I'll tell you why I'm excited into the game.
I found the audio.
I was super jacked up because I'm a college sports fan. I like watching D1 football on Saturday, and I just there's some great things that happen throughout a football season. And, Tukes, I saw this, and this is why I was excited for this game.
Totally makes sense.
Down 21-10 at the start of the fourth quarter. What did it take to come back?
Hey, first of all, I want to give all the glory to God. That was an amazing comeback. It's a testament how tough we are as a team. I love my boys. It's amazing. I'm so proud of everyone's team. We're 6-6. We're bowl bound, and we retain the axe. Go Bears forever. Let's go.
You are so emotional right now, Fernando, in this moment. What's bringing out these emotions for you?
We worked so hard for this. I thought I'd get emotional, but it's so hard. We've, as an offense, we've done everything that we possibly could have throughout the summer to being down, having a close game. This has to be the most special moment in my life to date.
Look around at these fans in this moment. What will you remember most from this victory today?
I remember going 98 yards, my boys. 98 yards at that moment. We told them, this is why we did the camping trip. This is why we did every Saturday walkthrough. This is why we stayed late until 9 p.m. watching film together. And so that meant so much to me to go 98 yards against a defense that's been playing great. And we ended up scoring in the clutch.
Fernando, you told us yesterday you just want to hold that axe. So go hold that axe and enjoy this.
Thank you. Go Bears. Let's go.
That's good stuff right there. Really
it
good
is.
Stuff.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm a Cal fan after watching that. So I was following them the rest of the season. And then I flip on the game. I didn't know he transferred, Tukes. I didn't know he was in the portal until last night when the offense took the field in the second quarter when I flipped the game on. I'm like, where is he? 98 yards, blah, blah, blah. 98 yards with my boys. Are you kidding me? He put out that he hit the portal a week before the game. I was so disappointed, Tukes. I texted you last night. I almost bought a Cal hat earlier this week. I was that jacked up for the game. I saw that. I've been following the team after that interview. Now, it happened about 3 weeks ago towards the end of the season. But I was like, this is the best interview of the year.
Jump on the bandwagon.
I jumped on the bandwagon. They got UNLV. I saw the record. Oh, you got a decent bowl game. You're playing a 10-3 UNLV team. He's not even playing in the game.
It's unbelievable.
Oh, and then I totally changed my fandom ship. I'm like, I'm rooting for UNLV now.
I'm gone. I'm out.
Yeah, I'm off the bandwagon.
Yeah.
How do you say that's like the best speech ever after a game? And then a week before the bowl game, you hit the transfer portal. But everybody's promoting you going leading up to the game that you're playing in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that bothered me last night, dude.
Couple of side notes about that. I love how he's just, you know, his voice cracking. The emotion is coming through. I love the we're 6-6, we're bowl bound. Like, you know, you've got a problem when you're a middle of the road team. We're 6-6, we're bowl bound. Isn't that nuts to me? It's like we got the dumpster bowl over here. We got the toilet bowl over here. So we're 6-6.
Also, that Stanford team they beat was like 2-6 in that game that they drove 98 yards.
Yeah.
Team wasn't any good.
Mm-hmm. We're 6-6. We're bowl bound. Go Bears forever. Up until I go to the transfer portal. Then, you know.
Up until a week before the game, and I'm not even playing in the bowl game.
Hey, man. Totally God's plan. Right before.
College football 2024, right there.
In a nutshell.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah. It's God's plan. What can you say? With that being said, you know what would have been so much better if he just finished with a, with that being said?
That would have been epic if you did that.
What a drive. We're 6-6. We're bowl bound. With that being said, I'd like to end for my chance.
98 yards with my boys. With that being said.
With that being said. You got to love it. You just got to love it. Hey, a couple more here quick, like, before we bring in head coach Rohrbach. You know me, I'm not an NBA fan, and it feels like there's a lot of people out there that are not really NBA fans this year.
As see the ratings?
The numbers and the ratings continue to absolute plummet. But you can be about it, B-I-T, I can swear about it. You can gripe, you can complain about it, or you can make a difference. Or you can make a difference. A big shout out to Matt Ishbia. He is the owner of the Phoenix Suns, and he is slashing costs to get more families in the house. Get this. He's got the $2 value menu this year for the Phoenix Suns. A hot dog, it would normally cost $9. Now it's $2. 16-ounce water, $8.50. Now $2. 16-ounce fountain soda, $6.50. Now $2. Chips, bag of chips for $7, which is asinine, by the way. It's now $2. A bag of popcorn, $7. It's now $2. They are the most affordable, fan-friendly menu in the NBA. A family of four used to spend $98 on hot dogs, water, and chips and popcorn. Now $24 instead. Big shout out to Matt Ashiba and the Phoenix Suns.
Oh, okay. That's pretty good. Now, is that just a one day a week deal? Or
I think
that,
it's forever.
That's awesome.
Until, you know, people start showing up and, you know, then you jack up the prices again, perhaps. But.
And, hey, you're seeing some pretty good basketball in there as well. You see some of the best players in the NBA with Durant and Bradley Beal and Devin Booker. Those guys are great players. So, yeah, big shout out to Matt Ashiba. But to your point, man, the ratings in the NBA right now are just going nowhere. People aren't interested in it, and a part of the problem is, yes, the style of play, but every star in the NBA right now is on a small market.
Mm.
No one wants to watch an aging 40-year-old LeBron anymore, or aging Steph Curry, aging Kevin Durant. Like, those are the main guys in the league. Anthony Davis, those guys are older players. The young players that are really good are on OKC, Minnesota. That's what people want to watch. But they also don't want to they don't want to watch those teams in the same breath. They want to watch teams like the Lakers and the big market teams. But they got all these aging stars.
You know what I want to watch? I want to watch 73 threes a game. That's what I want to watch. That's what I really care about. 73 threes for the Boston Celtics a couple weeks ago. Like, what are we doing? That's not good TV to me. And I think, to your point, you've got an aging fan or an aging sort of superstar class, if you will. So that certainly doesn't help. But, it's not going well right now for the NBA.
And the three-pointers is certainly a problem, too. It's just guys are just dribbling up the court, jacking up a three, and playing man-to-man defense and
ISO ball
and just like, hey, all right, let's see what happens here. And some guys are really good at it. They win. But to your point, that's why the product stinks right now.
Yeah, it's one of the many reasons, I think. And finally, before we get out of here and we bring in head coach Matt Rohrbach, I saw this last night. A big shout out goes to Trayson Eaglestaff of UND. He dropped 40 last night against Alabama. And I thought his quote after the game was a perfect encapsulation of what we talked about yesterday with Eric Klein. He said, quote, "I'm glad there were a lot of children in the stands tonight and they saw that experience, because I know damn well what I saw when I was a kid. I was going to go to the gym every day at 6 a.m. is almost exactly what Mr. Klein said there yesterday. And I just thought that was interesting as UND pushes Alabama, sixth-ranked team in the country, to a seven-point game.
And how cool was it that Alabama actually played that game in North Dakota?
Yeah.
You don't see that a lot. Usually the mid-major travels to the big school. They did it opposite, and I thought that was a really cool opportunity for those kids to have that team at home.
Yeah, they had a guy from Devil's Lake, North Dakota.
You see that reaction?
Yeah, it was awesome.
That was great. And his teammates, the crowd went crazy. I saw that this morning. Big fan.
Yeah, what do you know about Devil's Lake, North Dakota?
Absolutely nothing.
I was up there last year. Northern State women had their shoot-around up there before the Crookston game.
Did you like it?
Yeah, it was fine. It's a small town. There's not a whole lot up there, but it was cold.
Yeah, it's certainly cold out there.
No doubt about that. But good stuff there from UND, making that a game. Ultimately falling a little bit short, but maybe putting some doubters on notice there a little bit. 90 points and a big game there last night from UND. Coming up next, we're talking with the Aberdeen Christian Knights head boys coach, Matt Rohrbach. He'll join us after this. It's the Sports Up, Fox Sports Aberdeen, 1420 AM, 98.5 on the FM dial, and online at hubcityradio.com. Who's ready for the Tom DeLong pick slide? There it is. Love me a good Tom DeLong pick slide. All right, coming up towards the bottom of the hour, Ryan Deal, 605 Sports. He'll be joining us towards the bottom of the hour, but right now we're talking with the leader of the armor. That's what we're going with right now. Matt Rohrbach, the head coach of the Aberdeen Christian Knights. He joins us on the phone line. Coach, good to talk with you this morning. How are you?
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys. Doing good.
All right. Do you like that? Leader of the armor? We got to come up with something better. Is that good? Is that good enough for you?
You know, whatever you want, I'm good with.
I'm okay with that.
I'm going to go with that. Leader of the armor. Okay. Well, the Legion of Boom was coined by fans. You know, that was.
Like, I love that one, actually. Yeah, and you're a Seahawks fan, aren't you?
Yeah, unfortunately. I think I'm going to get smacked this Sunday by the Vikings. I tell you what, man. I think they need to rest Jordan Addison, bench Justin Jefferson. Sam Darnold doesn't even need to play this game. So,
well, and they can maybe bring back Blair Walsh too.
Oof, oof, ouch, ouch. Well, you know what? He cost both of those teams actually, because not to delve too much into Seahawks and Vikings talk here, but of course Blair Walsh misses the kick in the postseason game. The Seahawks win 10-9. Not a couple of years later, Pete Carroll's like, you know what we need? We need to have Blair Walsh as our kicker. What do? They signed Blair Walsh a couple of years later, which was absolutely bananas. And he failed, as Blair Walsh tends to do. But that's neither here nor there. Thanks for attending my TED Talk.
Give us a take, you know.
Yeah. All right, Coach, you've been great. Thanks for joining us. No. But all right, let's talk some Aberdeen Christian hoops here. We had you in studio here a couple months ago, right when you were announced as the head coach. How has the, for lack of a better term, transition been to get kind of back into the fold over there with the Knights?
Yeah, you know, it's been fun. Some of the summer stuff was a little bit choppy just because we didn't have a whole lot of stuff set up on the schedule. We were able to get a couple team camps in, and the guys played some AAU basketball and things like that. So I had some, you know, talks with the kids in the past, and we had all known each other, maybe not as close as we would like or as close as we are now. But we knew each other going in, and so that made the transition kind of easier. And so far, these last couple of weeks have been a lot of fun. Got a nice little nucleus of sophomores, juniors, and seniors. And so we're just kind of excited for the place that we're in right now, and we're ready to keep going.
And talking a little bit about your team this year, a lot of guys that were on last year's team. So did that make the transition a little bit easier for you, you know, coming back here to Christian?
Yeah, I mean, it's an inexperienced bunch, but at the same time, these kids have been around each other so much, and they know each other well, and they're all friends, which is, in my opinion, the hardest thing to coach and teach and get the kids to do is to like each other and want to play for each other. And I didn't have an issue with that from the get-go.
Once again, we're talking with head coach Matt Rohrbach here on Fox Sports Aberdeen, 1420 AM, 98.5 FM. On this episode of the Sports Hub, opening game of the season on Tuesday, Ryan Martin was on the call over on KSDN. He said to us off the air yesterday, actually had a little pizza party yesterday, big shout out to Gannon, and he was saying off the air, man, these Knights look for real. I know it's just one game, and you don't want to go ahead and go too crazy, but one game, one up, zero down. What did you guys like about Tuesday's matchup with Warner?
You know, you never really know what to expect that first game of the year. You know, people had asked me throughout, you know, before the game started, like, you know, how do you feel about your team? It's like, well, we definitely have talent, I believe, and we have some length, and we have some shooters and guys that can get to the rim. But at the same time, you don't know if the kids are necessarily going to put it together. And I thought the excitement and the energy was probably the biggest reason why we played well. The guys were just kind of playing for each other, and, you know, they make a mistake, it is what it is, and next play mentality. And our kind of goal is to get the kids to try to win every single possession and just taking it one day at a time. So, you know, yesterday we felt like we had a good practice, you know, and we're trying to temper expectations as far as not getting too excited over one win.
And looking at your squad, and you mentioned it there, it seems like you guys got a good amount of length. I mean, you know, Brooks Jett, a sophomore, only 6'5", he's still probably got some years to grow here. So, I mean, do you feel like you can use your length as an advantage against, you know, some of these Class B teams that might be a little bit smaller?
Yeah, you know, that's definitely one area that's so much easier to coach, is just to have kids that are long. But we really try to pride ourselves on positioning and being in the right spots. And so we feel like our length is a bonus and it's a plus, but it's not the end all. You know, we got to make sure that we're doing the little things. We're boxing out. We're in position. Everybody's, you know, on the same page, or guys get in foul trouble and then you can't actually use that length.
Matt Rohrbach here, Fox Sports Aberdeen. You talk about playing for each other. And I think that's interesting because most coaches that I talk to, you can kind of tell when a team really has something special, when the coaches utter those words, we want to play for each other. Can you kind of unpack what that means to you and how this team does that for each other?
Yeah, you know, I really feel like it's the tradition of Aberdeen Christian is kind of where that started in my mind. You know, our goal when I was playing was to always play for each other. And it's always been a family atmosphere here at Aberdeen Christian, I believe. And so we really just kind of tried to portray that in our team, you know, just by the way that we're talking to each other, by the way we're, you know, I call it gassing them up, you know, where you're gaslighting the guys, even if they don't have confidence in themselves, you're showing that you have confidence in them. And I really feel like it's contagious and something that our team really tries to pride itself on. Like in practice, we make a big deal about being vocal and about communicating, not just on defense, but just at all times. Like your mouth should always be going. You should always be talking, always be communicating, always be giving energy. You know, the reality is I feel like the game is so energy driven. If you're not, you know, if you're not talking, then you're kind of taking energy away, because then the guys are wondering, well, is he in a bad mood, or is he mad about this, or is he mad about that? And that's really how we portray playing for each other. It's, you know, we don't really care what happened last possession. You can't get that one back. Okay, so let's go win this possession. Let's go think about our teammates when we're shooting our next shot. Let's think about our teammates when we're running the floor, and just don't let the guys that are on the floor leave your mind. And even the guys on the bench just do an incredible job of, you know, rallying up the troops and being, I mean, in some ways it felt like a home game a little bit Tuesday, because our bench and our crowd were so good.
Yeah, I recognize that too, Coach. Watching the game, your whole bench was really engaged into that game there versus Warner. And I want to talk a little bit about, you know, you mentioned earlier AAU ball, guys were playing that. You had a couple camps, so. Was, I guess, the transition where kids maybe played a fall sport. It sounds like they were ready to go right out of the gate to start the season right when you started practice right away.
Yeah, we have some guys that definitely like football and are good at football. And I like that they're playing, because I think it actually teaches you how to be a better teammate if you do play football. But at the same time, I don't know if there's one kid that necessarily plays football that's on our team right now that likes football better than basketball. You know, they were playing it because they liked it and it was fun, and they're trying to, you know, be like their idols on TV. But I tell you what, once it was basketball season, they were all excited to go, and they wanted to get the open gyms going in November and things like that. And it's just a lot of fun being around the guys who all want it, who are ready to give the extra effort to be a good team.
That's one thing that never ceases to amaze me about the South Dakota student athlete, is they can kind of turn that page so quickly from fall season to winter season, and it's certainly worked out for you guys. Obviously, the small sample size, just one game, but a very good start there. We're talking with Matt Rohrbach, head coach of the Aberdeen Christian Knights on Fox Sports Aberdeen. Class B poll came out. I think the first one you guys were, I believe, in the receiving votes category. Second one came out. You guys hadn't played a game at the time, so technically dropping out of that, but Castlewood seems to be the sexy choice right now. 14 first-place votes for them out of 15. Do you kind of keep your eyes on the rest of the state much, or is it just too early in the season and you guys are still figuring out who you are?
Yeah, I think there's a little bit of both. You know, you're always curious about the scores. At the end of the day, you understand that high school basketball is what it is, and it's very difficult to get your team ready in 2 weeks. And the team that peaks, you know, in the first game doesn't necessarily peak at the last game. And so, you know, we're trying to temper expectations as far as we have to continue to win the day, win the practice, and then ultimately hopefully win the game. We don't want to define ourselves based on one win, and we don't want to define ourselves based on, you know, receiving a vote, not receiving a vote, or even just being worried that, oh, they're the team to beat or they're the team to beat. You know, there's enough of that stuff that goes on in your head. But the reality is you can't control any of that, just like you can't really control making shots. You really can't control how the referees call the game. And we're just trying to get our guys to understand that we can't control a lot of these things, but we can control how we view the day, how we get better each day. And, I mean, Castlewood, yeah, like you said, they're probably the favorite right now with a veteran coach in Roush. I think Vibert Hurley has a really good team. Del Rapids St. Mary's, I heard, has a good team and some good guards. But, you know, at the same time, Vibert drops their first game to, I think, Freeman it was. And Wabe Summit played Castlewood really close that first game. And at the end of the day, you really just don't know, you know, what's going to happen, or if a team is going to make shots, or one guy's just going to go absolutely crazy one night and hit five threes. You know, that's just the ability to hopefully adapt on the fly and not necessarily have the expectation for just yourself, but have the expectation for your team that if we win the day, we can continue to chase excellence, regardless of what that means.
Early season test here tonight, weather permitting, Coach. Loyola Frederick, a team that went to the State B tournament a year ago. They return a good amount of players from last year's squad, just looking at their box scores to start the year. So this is a, you know, whenever this game's played, whether it's tonight or later down the road, it's a great opportunity for your kids to go out and compete against a great team that, you know, made a state tournament last year.
Yeah, absolutely. I really think the reason is, I think it's tough. I mean, I think Wabe is good, and I think Leola Frederick is good, and I think Warner's only going to get better. And, of course, you know, we want to be in that mix. And I mean, the reality is tonight, you know, if we play it, is a big one. But at the end of the day, we need to make sure that we're understanding that, you know, it is the second game of the year. You know, whether we win or lose tonight, it doesn't make or break the season. And what I really want to see is just our guys getting better if we do play tonight. But, you know, Brock Cash has done a great job over at Leola Frederick, obviously. And I think it could be a very high-tempo game. If ever anybody watched our game versus Warner, they obviously noticed that we like to get up and down the floor. And I think everybody saw Leola Frederick take on Castlewood last year in that first round of the state tournament. And they play at a very hectic pace themselves. I don't know if the Kipley kid is going to be back, which really is too bad. You know, you want to play a team at their full strength, obviously. But they play about eight or nine guys. You know, I watched their game against Oaks, and you know, they like to press a little bit and get up in your face and make sure that, you know, they're trying to get easy buckets on the glass and get easy points in transition. And I tell you what, they really work. You know, no, Kipley doesn't really matter. They're going to work, and they're gonna play their butt off. I think they do a good job playing for each other, and Brock's got them looking right now.
Yeah, it sounds kind of nuts, but they were the team that maybe impressed us the most to a degree last year in the B tournament. Even though they lost all their games, they played really, really well. They just came a couple points short, and they were very, very talented and just a bunch of guys that are track and field guys that just don't get tired. You know, oh my gosh, I don't think we see those guys sweat too much. So very, very, very deep team and a well-coached team, to your point. So looking forward to that one here tonight, weather permitting. Appreciate you doing this, Coach, and good luck tonight and all season long. And I'm sure we'll talk to you in probably in a couple weeks, I'm sure.
Yeah, no, I really appreciate you guys having me on. It's always fun to talk basketball and look forward to seeing you later on the season.
All right, you got it. Thanks so much. Head coach Matt Rohrbach here on Fox Sports Aberdeen, 1420 and 98.5. Should be a great matchup, and two coaches that know a thing or two about winning some ball games. And I think, don't quote me on this, we're at 10:31 on Thursday, but I think that game is going to go off without a hitch tonight. I hope.
I think they're going to play it too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the snow kind of passed earlier this morning. It wasn't great on my drive-in. But
right.
I think it stopped. Hopefully the wind dies down a little bit. I know we got that wind advisory, but I'm with you. I think they're going to play that game tonight, and it's going to be a great challenge, a great opportunity for a team like Aberdeen Christian to play a team that is in your face. That's a great way to put it, Tukes. They don't get tired. They're going to pressure you from the opening whistle. And that how you handle a defense like that is always interesting to start the game. And I think – if they handle it well, they're going to be right in the game. That's going to be a good one tonight.
We've got Ryan Deal coming up here in just a second, but you guys kind of talked about Wabe Summit a time or two. I just looked them up real quick. They lost to Castlewood, member, by 1 point. They beat Webster by 1 point. So if you're the head coach for Wabe Summit, get your heart checked, because every single game, I know it's only small sample size of only two games, but it feels like everything is going down to the wire there for that squad. So a very, very entertaining program to be sure. Ryan Deal, he'll be joining us coming up next on Fox Sports Aberdeen. Sports Hub continues on Fox Sports Aberdeen. He's Matt McClure. I'm David Tewksbury, and we are pleased to be joined on the phone line with a friend of the program from 605 Sports. Ryan Deal, he joins us on the show. Ryan, thanks for taking some time this morning. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Doing well.
All right. Doing good.
Yeah, no complaints.
Awesome. Awesome.
No complaints over here, certainly, and got to drop in one of these.
Hello! Yeah.
Big Seinfeld.
I was waiting for it.
You were ready for it. I knew it. I knew you were ready for it. And glad to have you on the program for sure. And, you know, it was great having you on the program a handful of months ago for the State B tournament. And maybe we'll do that again coming up here in the not-too-distant future at the Barnett Center, as you'll be here in town. But first and foremost, let's kind of put a bow on the fall sports season. You know, football, of course, in the books. High school volleyball wrapped up here a couple weeks ago down south there in Sioux Falls. All of the fall sports, very, very broad question. You can take this any direction you want to go. What was kind of the highlight? What were some of the highlights of the fall season for you?
I think for me, it's always getting down to Vermilion for the Dakota Dome. The state football championships is always a highlight for me and a lot of other media people. You get down there and teams get on that carpet and you just never know what's going to happen. So it was fun to get down there and cover those games, and they always kind of live up to the hype and the billing and everything. And you know, there were some upsets and there were some games that kind of played out the way we kind of thought it would and everything. So for me, the highlight of the fall is always getting down to Vermilion for the games at the Dakota Dome.
Yeah, they got the new turf out there, right? I mean, I know Tukes has been talking about that pretty much all fall long. What do you think of the new turf?
It looks nice. I know our photographers were liking it because it helped with their photos, I guess, and everything. But I think it really looks nice. It adds some pop to that facility and everything. And I'm sure the players like that element of it as well. So yeah, it certainly was fun to get down there and take a look at that.
Yeah, I think the best game was probably the double A one. Obviously, Pierre, they've been there 68 times in a row, and they've won about 68 in a row until against Watertown. I mean, were you surprised? I know Pierre kind of struggled to start the year. They went on a big win streak there to end and made the state title. But, I mean, were you surprised that they, you know, you almost felt like hey, they're not going to lose this game. Watch that one.
Yeah, you know, the way that game played out, you just couldn't really count out Pierre. It kind of felt like, I know it was really a low-scoring game. It ended up being 14-13. I just don't know if you can ever really count out Pierre. Coach Steele has done just a great job with those guys that, you know, last handful of years. Actually, we were just talking about that game last night. You know, Pierre scored to make it 14-13 rolled the dice. Coach Steele rolled the dice and went for two, and some people were kind of questioning it. And like I said last night, it's one of those, you know, they score, he's a genius. You know, they didn't convert, so then, you know, people are questioning the call and everything. So I guess that's a decision you got to roll with. But us in the media, it's kind of easy to sit there and kind of second guess after the fact. But again, if they score that play, he's a genius. But they did it, and people are going to have to question it. But it was a great game, and it certainly lived up to the hype and everything.
Yeah, it's what they pay us for. Yeah. Well, Monday morning quarterback it or something like that. It was a great game.
Yeah.
It really was. And
absolutely.
And we certainly talked about that a couple weeks ago when it happened, or I guess a month and a half ago or whenever it was. But a fun game there, to be sure. Ryan Deal here from 605 Sports. As you're out west right now at the LNI. See, this, we're in this name, image, and likeness era. I'm always getting those two mixed up, the NIL and the LNI. We need to come up with different acronyms and what have you. But no, it's great. The Lakota National Invitational going on right now in Rapid City. And you saw firsthand this guy, Marvin Richard III, go off for 43 last night. And Ryan, I've been following your tweets about this young buck. What can you tell us about him? Looks like he's off to an incredible start this season.
Yeah, absolutely. Marvin Richard III, he's a guard for Pine Ridge, about 6'2"-ish, somewhere in that range. Just a high-scoring guard. He's smooth. He kind of, you know, he could have about a 35-point game, and you wouldn't really even notice it because he's pretty efficient, and, you know, he really gets his teammates involved, and kind of vice versa. They're always kind of looking for him to make a play. So very smooth player, you know, can kind of score from multiple spots on the court. And I've been able to talk to Marvin a couple times over the last couple seasons and everything. And just a really nice kid, you know, down to earth, not really all about himself. He's more about the Pine Ridge Thorps and you know, doing anything he can do to get a win for those guys. So, and it's not just him, you know, he's got a fun group around him. So definitely Marvin Richard III is a player that, people should have on their radar because he's only a junior and he's just going to keep getting better and better.
100 points there for them last night versus Tio Spazina. You've been covering basketball for a long time. You've seen a lot of 100-point games in high school?
That's one of the rare ones that I've seen. I can't remember too many other 100-point games. I'd have to look back. I guess you do this as many years as I can, and some of these scores and stats kind of all run together, but I'd have to do some digging and some thinking on that one.
I'll be prisoner of the moment, guy. I can't recall the last time I saw a 100 game in person anyway. I mean, maybe one or two, you know, in a box score or something like that, or maybe even an overtime game. But yeah, off the top of my head, I can't name one, but a really nice game there last night for Pine Ridge over TZ. Ryan Deal here on Fox Sports Aberdeen. So you're a Class B guy. I know you always follow AA and A2, but you know, I think B is where your heart is. Maybe that's me speaking out of school. I don't know. But second week of the polls coming out here this last week, Castlewood preseason number one selection And I think they picked up 8 first-place votes week one, a big jump here in week two. What kind of jumps off the page to you in the very early stages of Class B right now?
I believe you guys were you guys talking about Byberg Hurley?
I think
you guys were talking about Castlewood, right?
Yeah, we're talking about Castlewood, but Coach Rohrbach, we just had him on before you. He mentioned them. He brought them up.
Yeah, he brought Byberg up.
Yep.
Okay. I was surprised, but I believe you guys are talking about Wabe Summit and Castlewood.
Yeah, that's right.
I was surprised at that. I was surprised that that was a 1-point game. Castlewood picking that game up, and they had to score, a layup, it sounded like, with like 8 seconds left or something to that effect. So that was surprising to me. Castlewood was obviously, number one. Brian Lowy going to USF, 6'8", 6'9", kid. Castlewood's going to be in the mix. But, Viber Curley coming into the season, they were number two, and then they lose to a good up-and-coming Freeman team to start the season. So maybe that shows we're going to be in for a fun season with Class B boys with some of these close scores, and maybe we're going to have some parity. So obviously those two teams you got to kind of start with, but, up in your guys' neck of the woods, Leola Frederick area returns a nice group from that team last year. Westington Springs, Gregory, are some other teams that are going to be right there in the mix. So, yep, you hit the nail on the head, David. Class B, that's where my heart's at. So anytime I get to talk about Class B basketball, it's always fun.
And you got to think the Smets just lying in the weeds, right? But, I want to talk a little bit about, AA. I cover a lot of Aberdeen Central, and I know you do a lot there in Mitchell. And, looking at the polls there, Mitchell obviously being a part of, the number one team coming into the preseason. Are they kind of the team to beat in your eyes in AA? I mentioned earlier last week when we were kind of previewing, I think Huron could really have a good year with Blake Elwine, and they return a lot of sophomores from last year's team. So what do you think about AA? Is Mitchell kind of that team to beat right now? I mean, I know it's, week one or whatever, but what's your kind of outlook on that AA?
I think AA is going to be fun. Even last year, Mitchell won that state championship game, but it was a 1-point game, went right down the wire. The year before, the state championship game was Yankton and Mitchell, Yankton won that one, and it went right down to the wire. So I think AA will be fun. Mitchell's number one right now, but I think with AA, you always got to talk about all the Sioux Falls schools. We know what the Sioux Falls schools are all about and what they've been able to do in AA hoops, last several years. So definitely Mitchell is at the top right now, but I definitely think the Sioux Falls schools, you start talking about some of those teams, they're obviously going to be right there in the mix. And like you said, Huron got a great player there with Blake Elwine. Lost first game of the season to T, which is obviously essentially a Sioux Falls school. So, again, some parity could be in the future for AA. So that'll be fun to see how that plays out.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And, of course, all Aberdeen Central games over there with Matt McClure on Sunny 97.7 as we're talking with Ryan Deal, one of the lead dogs over there at 605 Sports, a friend of the program here on Fox Sports Aberdeen. You're out west there in Rapid City right now for the Lakota Nation Invitational. I've never been to the Monument, but I've seen videos out there. It looks like a really, really great place to check out a game. What's on tap today for the squads out there, for the boys and girls? Anything in particular that we should kind of keep our eyes out for?
Right now, Rapid City Christian boys are playing. They're a top team in Class A. Picked up a nice win yesterday, and I definitely expect them to make a run in this tournament. So they're playing right now. Mapia Luta girls, they've won it 3 years in a row, I believe, at the LNI. They just picked up a win earlier today. So those are kind of some of the top teams in boys and girls. And Pine Ridge, we talked about them. They'll be playing later. So. If you've never been to the LNI, it's a lot of basketball going on all at once. So it's really kind of hard to keep track of all of this stuff at once. But, we're doing our best and everything. So, but it's fun to be out here for all the events. It's not just basketball. A lot of cultural-based activities and events going on for all these kids and fans and everything. So it's certainly a unique event, but it's a really fun event to be a part of.
That sounds like it's a little bit like state volleyball, which just – matchups happening all at once. Is that kind of how it's like, or is it just a game and then 10 minutes another game? How's it kind of work? I know that's kind of how the Hoops Classic is, right, in Mitchell.
Yeah, the here at Rapid City at the Monument, there's three different courts at three different spots here in the same building. At the Monument, the Ice Arena, and then the Barnett Arena is another one. So there's just multiple boys and girls games going on all at the same time. It's fun to kind of bounce around and poke your head in an arena for a little bit and watch a team or watch a player and poke your head into another one and watch a little bit of that game. So as you guys know, I'm a big basketball fan, so it's certainly fun to be out here and be a part of it and just taking all the atmosphere and everything.
Yeah, no question about it. As we get to wrapping things up here with Ryan Deal, also saw that Becky Hammon is out there. Did you get a chance to say hello to her a little bit, or is she out there? Is that fake news? I don't know. I thought I saw that on Twitter.
No, yep. We actually have a scheduled time later today to interview her for a story with 605 Sports and everything. So we will talk to her later this afternoon and evening. So be on the lookout for that. So we'll have a story about Becky Hammon coming later on today.
That was literally going to be my final question, was tell us what to keep an eye out for on 605 Sports. So you already plugged it perfectly. All right, looking forward to that. Ryan, looking forward to seeing you here in Aberdeen in a couple of months for the State B Tournament. Appreciate you doing this, and Merry Christmas to you, and enjoy the games out there west in Rapid City.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on, guys. Talk to you later.
All right, you got it. Our pleasure, for sure. Friend of the program, Ryan Deal on Fox Sports Aberdeen, and always enjoy visiting with him. He's just a... I said this to my wife the other day. I was having breakfast with Connor Libous down in Bemidji. I'm like, that guy's like just a walking encyclopedia. Same thing with Ryan Deal. He
wealth
knows
of knowledge.
Yeah, just a wealth of knowledge, and you can talk about this sport, that sport. He's got it all.
Yeah, so I was gonna ask him if we had time. Like, are you a basketball and football fan? He answered that question too.
He
seems like he's all basketball all the time. I follow him on Twitter. He's a big Chicago Bulls fan. Got to get his thoughts on that situation, because it ain't great in Chicago land.
No, it's
for the
not.
Bulls.
No, I'm in my group chat with all my college buddies. Not good.
No.
They're all Chicago.
I see
land
a lot
guys.
Of hashtag C-Red from Ryan Deal.
And the Benny the Bull.
Yes.
Hanging out in the
just
hot tub.
Just chilling.
Yeah. It's a good grit. It's a good gif. We appreciate that. That's good stuff. And maybe the Bulls will turn it around, but even if they do, the NBA ratings are so low. It's like, if the Bulls turn it around, will anybody even notice? It's like a big tree falling in the woods, you know?
I don't think anybody would.
I don't know. Pretty crazy stuff. Well, my roommate Billy will definitely notice that. Yeah, college roommate
Billy.
They've
had like the same team for years.
I know.
The Bulls. Same
middle
big
of the
three,
road.
Like,
yep.
Vucevic, Zach LaVine. It's like, how many more years are we going to see the same thing without them making a trade?
I have no idea. I have no idea, number one. And number two, I was yesterday years old when I found out that Taj Gibson was still playing in the NBA. 39 years old.
Yeah, he wears like the most obscure number.
Doesn't he?
67.
Yeah, what is that? I like it.
It ain't Eric Klein 42, I'll
no,
tell you that.
I was going to say, we had a guy on yesterday that wore a 42 that was, you know, good. 67 and not good.
Yeah, 67 and just a journeyman in the league. I guess that's better than nothing.
A little gray in the beard for sure. We'll wrap up this Thursday installment of the Sports Hub after a break. Sports Hub continues on FSA. Two great guests on the program, Matt Rohrbach and Ryan Deal, one, of course, of Aberdeen Christian and 605 Sports. Appreciate those guys taking time out of their busy schedules and joining us here today. Best of luck to the NEC boys wrestlers out there. You've got that going on today. That's over in Webster, if memory serves correctly.
That's huge.
That's a big one. Oh, excuse me, it's in Groton. That's in Groton today. Hopefully that goes off without a hitch. Britton Heckler will be on hand, along with Clark Willow Lake, Duel and Dubrick area, the aforementioned host squad, Groton, Hamlin, Castlewood, Milbank, Redfield, Sisseton, TZ, and Webster. Again, that is in Groton today at 4 o'clock, so hopefully, weather permitting, that goes off without a hitch. So best of luck to all the grapplers out there in Groton today.
I went to an NEC wrestling tournament a couple years ago. I want to say 2-3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty electric atmosphere in there. Loud. It was at Ben Rifle.
Oh, I could see that being really good.
Yeah, Sisseton hosted it. Loud. Awesome environment.
Mm-hmm. I could see that with essentially, what is it, the slanted floor there or whatever. It's like you get the bottom position. Are you already at a disadvantage?
You're at a disadvantage.
Because, you know, floor is slanted.
Yeah.
I never noticed that until I came to Aberdeen. Everyone's like, oh, yeah, the slanted floor at Ben Rifle. I was like, what?
You
really?
Told me that. I didn't notice it.
Never noticed it. They
never
said that
thought
you could,
about it.
You could go to one baseline and lay on your back and put your head up and look across the floor, and you won't be able to see the other end of the floor, they say.
Oh, I wish I did that.
I know, me too. Road trip.
I should have done that when I won a trophy, by the way, at the All-Star game last year. Remember that?
I only got like 30 seconds left in the show. Do you want to bring that in here right now? No. I don't have the time for that. But I do remember that quite well.
Yeah.
Well,
you're looking at a championship level coach right here.
Well, we just had Ryan Deal on the program. I don't think he's ever lost as a head coach. Remember, he's on the sideline.
That's the last time we talked to him. We were thinking about when the last time we were talking to him. That was it, because he was coaching that All-Star game.
That's correct. So you're 1-0. He's
I'm 1-1.
Oh, ooh,
that doesn't look good. It's like 9-8 in football.
Yeah, that's not good at all. He, I think, is undefeated. So,
yeah, we talked about that last time he was on.
Yeah,
it's funny.
Classic. All right, high school hoops for tonight. A lot on our web waves and airwaves. Roncalli takes on Warner. That'll be at 7:30 over on Pheasant Country 103. Aberdeen Christian hosting Leola Frederick. Weather permitting, that's a doubleheader there. Lots of doubleheaders here tonight. Esteline Hendricks bringing in DeSmet. Milbank hosting Clarkwell Lake. Ethan travels to JVC's place. Corsica Stickney brings in Sanborn Central Woonsocket. Duel, the destination for Redfield, while Arlington is on the road at Castlewood's place. Lots of doubleheaders out there. And again, the NEC invite there to boot. And a couple of upsets. I'll say call them upsets. Winona State, they defeat Duluth. A couple of overtime games, the women and the men respectively. They're in Duluth last night. So a bit of an upset. We're back at it tomorrow on FSA.